Hello, everyone. Welcome again to another Word for Today with Ray. And as usual, before we begin our study, let's go to the Lord in prayer and thank Him for our time together. Heavenly Father, indeed we do thank You for this time that we can share in the study of Your Word, knowing that Your Holy Spirit and the presence of Almighty God is with us as we study, and that You want us to know Your truth and to be able to live according to that truth today. So by Your Holy Spirit, we ask that You would give us that and that You'd empower us to live in ways that are pleasing to You. That's why we're studying today. Lord, we just love You and thank You for this opportunity to share together. And we ask You all these things and bless You in Jesus' name. Amen. The title to today's lesson is The Grace of Our Lord Jesus Christ. And it's taken from the book of Galatians chapter 6 and verse 18. As we close the book of Galatians, we have come to Paul's final words to the church members. He has warned them of the false teachings of the Judaizers. He has encouraged them to enjoy the gospel of grace, and he has instructed them about their behavior toward one another. In chapter 6 and verse 18 of the book of Galatians, Paul concludes his book with a reference to the theme of his book. He wrote, "Brethren, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with your spirit. Amen." Paul begins with brethren. For one final time, we see the affinity that Paul had toward the church members in Galatia. He was their evangelistic prophet who brought them the teachings of Jesus in the first place, and he was as a spiritual father on earth to them. Yet he employs the endearing term of brethren, as if to say they were family, close kin, and fellow believers with him. Paul goes on to bless them with, "The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with your spirit." There's probably not a greater desire that Paul could have wished upon them than this one. That God's unmerited favor would shine upon them was one of the greatest blessings they would ever receive. Notice, too, that he desires that our Lord Jesus Christ's grace be with your spirit. Paul included himself in the relationship with Jesus, and that Jesus' presence of grace would be with their spirits, which is their very essence. Paul began his letter with grace in chapter 1 and verse 3, where we read, "Grace be to you and peace from God the Father and from our Lord Jesus Christ." And now he ends it in the same manner. Those who read Paul's words can never have enough of the grace of God poured out upon them. Paul ends his words with, "Amen," which means, "So be it," or "Let it be so." And thus shall we end our study of the book of Galatians in the same way. Amen and amen, and may we evermore say amen to the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ being poured out upon our spirits. Next time we will begin a new book, the book of Esther. So begin in chapter 1 and read ahead, and let us join together then. Until tomorrow, there is more. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May he make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace as you continue to study his word. In Jesus' name,